Ever get this feeling like when you're listening to Americans and Europeans talk about taxes,
Oh.
you know, or like how much help people need? It's like they're living on completely different planets.
Yeah, totally. It's a huge difference. And honestly, it goes way deeper than just like the actual policies themselves.
I know, right? And that's why this paper, Transatlantic Differences in Taxation, Redistribution, and Provision of Public Goods, How Fair is Inequality, totally caught my eye. It starts with this question, almost like a philosophy thing. Is success about working your tail off, or is it more about, well, luck?
And the cool thing is, they use this huge global survey, the World Value Survey, to show how different Americans and Europeans see this whole thing.
Different. Try wildly different. It's like
Yeah.
54% of Americans, they're all about hard work equaling success, but only 29% of Europeans buy that. Europeans are way more likely to say, nope, luck has a lot to do with it.
And here's the kicker. Those different beliefs, they line up scarily well with how each place sets up their economy, their policies, the whole shebang.
Okay, so walk me through this. Different beliefs, different systems, they're connected, but how?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Okay, so picture this. The US, low taxes, less government spending, especially on stuff like healthcare or education. People got to go private more often. Now, flip it around Europe, higher taxes, yeah, but they've got this big safety net. Public services are king.
So it's like two totally different worlds.
Yeah.
US is all about individual hustle, pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah.
Europe feels more like, hey, we're all in this together, and if you stumble, we gotcha.
Exactly. And this difference, this whole different vibe of their economies, that's where the paper really digs into the why. Why do we have these totally different ideas about luck versus hard work?
So we've got these two different worlds, different vibes, different beliefs about success, like is it about how hard you work or just dumb luck? But how do we get from point A to point B? How does this paper actually explain these differences?
Well, they use this, it's called an overlapping generations model.
Overlapping generations. Okay, already sounds kind of complicated.
No, it's not that bad. Imagine like a simulation, right? You're watching these generations of people. They're born, they live their lives, they have kids, the kids grow up, and so on. And you can see how different policies, you know, like high taxes versus low taxes, how they actually play out over time, over generations.
Okay, I'm kind of getting it. So, what happens in the simulation?
So in this model, they introduce these things called shocks to people's income.
Shocks, like a recession hits or something.
Well, kinda, but there are two types of shocks they're looking at. The first one, they call it a competence shock.
Competence shock sounds ominous.
Well, imagine it like this. When you're born, it's like you're dealt a hand of cards, right? And some people, they just naturally get dealt a better hand. Maybe they're super smart, maybe they're like born entrepreneurs, whatever. While others, they might have different strengths, you know?
So you're saying some people are just, what, luckier from the get-go?
Right.
That's kind of a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, it's real life though, right? But it doesn't end there. On top of that initial hand you're dealt, life throws you curveballs. That's where the second type of shock comes in, the luck shock.
Okay, so what does that look like? Give me an example.
So this could be anything, really. I mean, you win the lottery, boom, luck shock. Or bam, you get laid off out of nowhere, another luck shock. All that stuff you just can't predict, good or bad, but it hits your income, you know?
Got it. So we got the confidence shock when you're born, then luck shocks throughout life. And this model, it looks at how these shocks play out in different systems, right? Like the US versus Europe.
Exactly. And what they find is, well, it's actually kind of mind-blowing. They find that when you start increasing taxes in a country, which usually means you've got more to spend on public stuff like education, healthcare, all that, there's this weird pattern that emerges. It's like a U shape, you
A
know?
U shape. Okay, now you're really losing me.
Okay. Picture a U in your head. Countries with low taxes, like the US, they're on the left side of the U, right? Now, as you start moving up that curve, meaning you're raising taxes, the model's saying that at first, people's average income it might actually dip a little.
Wait, so you're telling me higher taxes could actually make people worse off? How does that even make sense?
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
That's where those different beliefs we were talking about, the hard work versus luck thing, it starts to make a lot more sense. See, in a low tax system where you don't have as many public services, those initial differences, that competence shock, it matters a lot. You're basically left to sink or swim on your own a lot more.
So, like in the US, if you didn't get dealt a great hand to begin with, it's a much steeper climb because you're not getting as much help from things like, I don't know, good public schools or affordable health care.
Right. Less of a safety net, you know? And because it feels like your own effort matters more in that kind of system, it makes sense that people might start to believe, hey, success is all about hard work.
Yeah, that tracks. But what about the other side of the U? What happens when those taxes and public services keep going up?
Okay, so last we left off, we were teetering on the edge of this whole U-shaped curve thing. What's going on over there on that other side, where you've got the countries with the higher taxes, all those public services, all that jazz?
That's where it gets really wild. As you keep climbing that curve, at some point, higher taxes, when they actually translate into solid public services, they can actually lead to, get this, higher average income overall.
Hold up. You're saying people are paying more taxes, but they're actually better off. How does that even work?
Think about it like this. What if public schools were amazing? Like, seriously top-notch. Way better than any private school.
Yeah, who'd pay extra then, right? Especially if the quality is there or
Yeah.
even better. Exactly. And it's not just schools, right? Imagine healthcare that doesn't bankrupt you, public transportation that actually works. That stuff makes a difference, a real difference in what people's lives are actually like. It can even boost how much opportunity people have, even generations later.
This reminds me of that whole debate here in the U.S., right? Is healthcare a right or is it some privilege? Seems like those safety nets, the kind Europe's got, it could really change how people see this whole luck versus responsibility thing.
That's exactly what this model is getting at. When you've got a system that kind of evens things out, right? Good public services, strong safety net, all that. It's like those differences people are born with, they don't matter quite as much. It's not that individual effort goes out the window. It's just that, well, it doesn't determine your entire destiny as much.
So are you saying like luck actually is more important in those societies, or at least it feels more important?
That's the gist, yeah. If the system's got your back, if it cushions the blow when bad stuff happens, job loss, illness, whatever those outside factors, they're going to feel way more significant than in a system where you're more on your own.
Wow, this whole conversation has been mind-blowing. It's
Yeah.
like this model gives us a totally new way to look at things. Not just the economics of the US versus Europe, but like why people in each place, that they see the world so differently.
And get this, the model actually suggests both systems, they can work. There's not one right answer. Like, this one's better, this one's worse. It's more about, what are you willing to trade off? What values are you putting first?
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. So if I'm hearing you right, what you're saying is all those deeply held beliefs we have, right? About success, hard work, even luck. They might not be as set in stone as we think. Maybe it's the systems themselves shaping how we see things.
Bingo. Makes you wonder if we know these systems are influencing us. Can we choose what kind of world we want to build? Can we actually make it happen?
Now that is the question, right? Well, for a whole other deep dive.
Yeah.
But for anyone listening who's hooked on this whole idea, how these systems, they really get in our heads, check out The Spirit Level by Wilkinson and Pickett. They dig into how income inequality messes with, well, pretty much everything. It'll really get you thinking.
It's a good one.
The best. And on that note, until next time, everyone, happy learning.